This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody. That song just ended like really abruptly. Welcome to the Hannah Whitten Show. I'm Hannah Whitten, and in the studio today, I have with me Jack Howard and Dean Dobbs.
Hello.
Hello.
Woo! For a second there, I thought you were going to be like, hello, groovy people on the internet.
No.
Is that a throwback to you?
Yeah, we do, but that's referred only. That's exclusively for our channel. We will not be doing it here.
Okay. Fine. That's fine. Do you boys have any idea what you've gotten yourselves into this evening?
No, I'm a little bit scared, if I'm honest.
I assume it's a radio show, but as far as that, I don't know what else we're going to be doing.
Yay! Good. Do you want to be initiated?
Yeah. Sure.
Initiation.
I only ever hear initiations when it's in some sort of cult.
Or like a fraternity.
Which, in a way, is sort of like a diet cult.
Yeah, it's definitely still...
I love a diet cult, please.
Oh, God. So when I have new guests on the show, we have to find out what their name means on Urban Dictionary.
Well, mine's... Okay. All right, okay.
Have you ever done this before?
No.
Oh, my God, you guys are like twins. She's going to speak at the same time. I love it. Okay, who wants to go first?
Go in order. Go me first.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, did you ever have any arguments about whether it would be Jack and Dean or Dean and Jack?
No, because say Dean and Jack and it just doesn't have the same... It sounds harder to
but
say.
But that's only because we're so used to Jack and Dean.
Well, yeah, well, our original channel name was OMFG, it's Jack and Dean. So G and Dean sounds better.
Oh, yeah.
Almost rhymes.
Yeah, almost.
There's a word for that.
Oh.
Something that almost rhymes. I don't know. I think Dean should read out what Jack means.
Okay. Yeah, this will be lovely. Do it in a sensual way, like an M&S advert.
Oh, wait, hold on. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Jack, a very intellectual, insightful man with the most honest heart. His intentions and words are always well-intended, and he has the sexiest eyes in the whole world.
Oh, thanks, man.
If you ever argue with a Jack, he will for sure make a jackass out of you. He also thinks ahead and sees the bigger picture. He hates fighting, arguing. Ugh, it's boring to him. But he always wins because he plays by his own rules. His morality is strong and he's as dependable as a solid rock. A guy you can count on. Loves meeting new people wherever he goes. He loves freedom. Hates being conformed. Won't change for anyone and won't expect you to change either. Highly independent, likes to use his head, and it's a very powerful one. Very brilliant. Has women falling everywhere while he's still standing. Humble, it's not how you spell it. Funny. Won't lie. Jack is the sexiest guy ever.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
That was amazing.
I'm blushing.
Yeah.
I didn't mean any of it.
My favourite bit was when it says it's got asterisks and it says yawn.
And you yawned.
You did an act.
That is an actor.
It was like
he follows directions very well.
Stage instructions. Okay, I think it's Dean's turn.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm excited.
Okay.
Here we go.
Should we stick with the music?
Yeah, I think so. I think that works.
I just read it. Oh, God. Are you ready, Chuck?
Yes, I'm ready, yeah. Dean, the most amazing person alive, with a huge penis. He is such a Dean. And then there's some hashtags, which I will read.
Okay.
Hashtag massive. Hashtag sexy. Hashtag hot. Hashtag amazing. Hashtag huge.
This one has been submitted by someone called Huge, Massive and Sexy on 27th of August 2008.
Dean?
No, that username does not ring a bell in any sort of way.
I looked at the whole paragraph of Jack's and then mine was just this.
Whatever this is.
I love it. I absolutely love that. I mean, who knows if it's accurate?
I mean, that's the thing, well, right? Is like,
you know,
I feel like they both summarise us in one way or another.
I would say that statement is half true.
We won't go into which half.
It's an interpretation, you know?
Yeah.
Not all Deans out there can like be the same.
Not all Deans are amazing.
Everyone at home can make their own minds up about what part of that statement is true to Dean, the Dean that's here. Yeah. Maybe you've got your own Dean in your own life.
What percentage of your one is true?
The humble was spelt wrong, so
Other than that,
I think it was pretty bang on.
Oh, well, so...
Humble.
Yeah, it makes sense, because it was spelt wrong, so, you know. Okay, so coming up on the rest of this evening's show, we've got Drunk Advice later, Drunk Advice Live, which you've been on, Jack. You were, like, second ever guest on Drunk Advice,
oh,
I think.
I didn't realise it wasn't that established when we did it. I thought a few people had done that before.
No.
All right, cool.
You were number... Well, you were number three to have filmed it with, but the second one to have been publicly...
Well, there we go. This is a reunion of sorts, isn't it?
This is. I've not got chills.
I've got chills. It's a real honour to see this happen again.
Oh, no worries. Witness to this moment. And if you need any advice, guys, then you can get in touch with your questions. You can tweet at FUBAR Radio, or you can email hannah@fubarradio.com if you want to be just that bit anonymous. If you want to send an essay of over 140 characters.
Which we will make fun of you for.
Jack will make fun of you for. Also, you can just get in touch throughout the show just to say hi and shits and gigs and all of that. We'll also be playing Dirty Talk, Position Impossible, and then doing a bit of Asking for a Friend and Songs About Sex. And Jack's eating a mini egg. That's what you can hear.
Position Impossible really makes me laugh.
Is there a theme song?
Oh, yes.
I can't wait.
Oh, yes, there is a theme song. Just you wait. I'm very excited about that. Also, the thing about mini eggs, I have a, like,
no, go on.
A
yeah,
weird,
I'm interested.
I have this thing about them. Is that this is technically Lent, right? And I don't know this period of time.
When does Lent start and end?
Pancake Day, Easter.
Oh.
Ish.
Okay.
I think. I'm a Jew. I don't know.
Sure.
But I don't really know what the original, like, Christian meaning of Lent like was. But I'm assuming it wasn't give up chocolate.
I'm pretty sure it was like when Christ was gone.
No, he's not dead at this point.
Right.
He's dead over Easter.
Right, okay, sure.
He's only dead for like 3 days.
I've only watched up to season 3, I don't know.
Spoilers! Oh, God, spoilers!
I'm still trying to figure out why rabbits and eggs are relevant.
Yeah.
Like, because rabbits don't lay eggs.
Rabbits don't lay eggs.
And also, the egg is sort of like a rebirth thing, I guess.
But what in the world does a rabbit have to do with it?
What's a rabbit got to do with it? Yeah.
Ah, the commercialisation of Easter.
Yeah.
Something to do... Yeah, it's the Easter bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's that about?
Oh, sorry, a bunny. Is there a difference between a rabbit and a bunny?
No,
find
just,
out.
It's just like a cute name. Sure. Yeah. So, Ash Wednesday, day after Pancake Day, is when Lent starts, to Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday is when Jesus Christ...
Came back.
Supposedly... died? No, he came back. Oh yeah, Good Friday is when he like died.
Yeah, because he was dead for a weekend.
A whole weekend. Did weekends exist then?
Did he have like a weird like cryo period where he had to like rebuild? Yeah. Is that what happened? Because they always say he was out for a few days and then he came back.
Yeah, because
but you know
like
how
he was rebuilt.
What's the thing about him being in the cave?
Because he was buried in this tomb, and the door to the tomb was like an egg shaped block of rock. And then the idea is that
it was moved
out of the way.
It looks a bit like an egg. Let's all eat chocolate eggs. But there's still no explanation for the bunny. Until we find the explanation
Jesus's
for the bunny.
Jesus' friend...
The rabbit.
The rabbit, the huge rabbit, opened the egg door.
Yeah, all right. He was like,
no one knows eggs better than me. And he was like, do you know what, Rob the rabbit, you are totally right. And he's like, this is going to go down in history as a really abstract holiday.
A bit arrogant, Rob.
Well, I'm a big rabbit, so.
Yeah. So apparently the 40 days of Lent is when you're supposed to replicate Christ's sacrifice and withdrawal into the desert for 40 days.
That's what he was doing.
I thought the 40 days thing was Moses. Not going to lie.
They're all white bearded men in my head.
Well, they weren't white. They were Middle Eastern. Yeah. They were brown.
Yeah, same with the rabbit.
They're all brown.
So.
So a brown rabbit, a brown Jesus, walk into a bar.
Yeah, and don't eat chocolate for 40 days.
Yeah. And then they try and sell us mini eggs.
This is it. We've cracked Easter.
So the way to celebrate Jesus being in the desert for 40 days is to eat as much as possible.
No. Lent is when you give something up, isn't it? Like people say.
But I think that's what it's become. Originally, it's meant to be like when you reflect and repent,
right.
Or whatever.
But Jesus,
or you starve
Jesus
yourself,
didn't eat, did he?
Before the Easter binge.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right.
But now, obviously, Easter lasts from when Valentine's Day ends.
What?
I mean, it's the same as, like, everything gets earlier. Like, in shops. Like, I'm surprised we aren't seeing Christmas decorations already.
But like, no, that's Halloween. You've got to wait until after Halloween,
yeah,
and then
immediately
it's Christmas, like, 1st of November.
This is the most depressing thing I've noticed about when becoming an adult, is the stuff that my mom used to complain about is like now stuff I'm annoyed about, is that like a year is split up by holidays.
Yeah.
It's like just one commercial thing after another, and it's all very annoying. And that's just me. There's no joke to this. I'm just annoyed.
Do you want me to say something about the giant rabbit again?
Yeah.
Lighten it up
yeah.
a bit?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So, Bob was his... No, his name wasn't Bob.
No, Rob the Rabbit.
Rob the Rabbit.
Robert the Rabbit.
Got a bit of alliteration going on.
Robbie Rabbit.
Robbie...
Well, he could be Robert the Rabbit or Bob the Bunny.
Yeah.
Because Bob is
short for Robert. Bob is short for Robert.
Well, it depends which town he's hitting at night, really, isn't it?
Depends how close you are with him if he appreciates the nickname.
Yeah. I think on clubbing nights, he's Bob. He's Bobby the Bunny.
I'm glad we brought up the bunny again. I'm really sort of did that in the mood.
Maybe we'll talk about more bunnies. Maybe we'll talk about more boring adult stuff right after this.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
All right.
Hey, hey.
We've opened up the Haribo now. We're over the mini eggs.
Well, I'm not over mini eggs. It's just that there's not that many left. And also,
oh, they're all that everywhere, just like the tomb.
That's it. We've made the metaphor
exactly
happen.
The same. Okay, boys, you have a new show out, a new series.
Yeah.
Of Jack and Dean of All Trades.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Please tell the lovely people all about that.
Can we do that again without the layer of sarcasm?
So please tell us, Jack and Dean of All Trades. That sounds fascinating. No, I can't.
That was actually pretty good.
It's like more of an intellectual sort of. Oh, so what is this?
So I'm just gonna
shuffle
my
some
notes.
Papers. Good. Yeah.
Yes. Please tell us how many black people are in it. No.
A few.
Oh yes, representation. Anyway.
Sure.
What is the
first question? Straight in with race.
what are the social, political, cultural like connotations of the show? No. Okay, anyway, tell me about what's like working with Jessica Hines.
So you know.
Oh really? Can you? Please do.
The show. We're so proud of it. Like ultimately, just right out the gate, we should just be like telling you how much like we enjoyed making it and how proud we are now. Like, we get to share it with people.
Because it's season two as well, which is incredible.
Yeah, it's cool that like we got to make something and then they were stupid enough to let us do it again. And it feels like an improvement on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the thing I can't get over is that we should be another 10 years older before getting a sitcom. So we're actually we're a little bit ahead. And now we've got another one. Never written a sequel to anything before.
Yeah.
That was
God.
Difficult because you looked at the first one and I still like the first one. I think the second season has built on it and made a better show. It feels like a more unique, more tangible show. The first one felt like we were setting up the world and who the characters, these versions of Jack and Dean were and why they are the way they are.
Yeah.
Whereas this one feels like we were just playing like with everything we'd already established.
You may be like a bit more relaxed as well because you've got the first season out there and you know that it's landed well.
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
You've got a lot more freedom to
but
kind
there,
of
but there
play.
But there are certain things that, like, we were hesitant of. Like, so there is a second musical number. There was a musical number in the first series and we decided we wanted to do another
did
one.
Did your brother write the music?
Yeah, Daniel
Dobbs.
Yeah, it was great. And, like, I'm writing that musical as well. Like, when we decided we were going to do it, because at first we were like, I don't know if we want to, like, try and do another musical because we feel like we've done it so well the first time. We don't want to fuck it up this time and be like, oh, well, it wasn't as good as the first time. Whoops. But, like, as soon as we decided to do it, we went over to Daniel's place and we wrote the song and, like, mainly, like, the chorus of it in, like, half an hour, if that.
It was really quick.
It just came out quite naturally.
Because we're not, like, musicians. We're, like, we've got no rhythm.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, yeah, it was really interesting. Like, Daniel just sort of, I don't know.
He had a track already, sort of like an idea of what it would be, like the way it would like sound, because I gave him a few references.
Yeah.
For like the sort of musical we'd want to go for, and
is
then we
the
just got to
the musical episode up yet?
Yes, it is. It's episode three. Yeah, which is at the moment has become the fan favorite. I've noticed.
Nice. Like, where can people watch it?
You can go on fullscreen.com. That's where you can watch it. Yeah. There's like a free trial for a week or something.
Oh, there you go. Just binge, guys. Binge.
Yeah. The next episode is out. Is it Wednesday today?
It is Wednesday today.
Yeah, so it's out tomorrow. The next episode's out tomorrow.
Is it then every week, or is it...
Yeah, okay. And then there's six episodes in total. We're previewing, actually, the final episode at the European VidCon in a couple of weeks.
Oh, VidCon. Well, Amsterdam. That's next weekend.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. So that's going to be fun as well.
We'll all see you there. We're all going to be there.
Yeah,
you're
going to
be there?
I'm going to be there.
I'm not going anymore.
Okay, fine.
I've changed my mind. I'm joking.
Oh,
I'm joking. No, it's a joke. I'm acting.
Yeah. get past that awkward little moment. But yeah, honestly, I don't know really what to say to people other than, like, I think it's a good show. I think you'll enjoy it. I know that like people of all ages have enjoyed it, because our writing partner Paul Nevesy sat down with his family, who are he has a sister of our age.
Yeah.
His mom is in like her sort of 60s, and then his grandmother is in her like I think late 80s or 90s.
And they all enjoyed it. Oh my god, amazing!
So that's cool, and it's got a good response so far. And there's nothing more I can ask for other than that people are enjoying the thing that we've enjoyed making. That's just really fucking. That's just fucking cool.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. And also, so for people who are listening who have no idea what you're talking about, can you give a general premise of the show?
Absolutely, yeah. So Jack and Dean, who are us.
Hello.
In the first series, they worked at a bank and they didn't enjoy it. And Jack was going to get fired because he was being lackluster and he wasn't giving anything to the job. And then Dean covered for him and decided that they should like stick a middle finger up to the system and quit, and hides the secret that he was going to get fired. And then they join a temp agency where they meet Marv, who is played by Jessica Hines.
And she's way better than us in every possible way.
I love that though. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's so great.
Sort of embarrassing how not funny we are when she's there.
And then they become temps. And essentially, the premise of the show is that two guys are temps, and in every episode they have a different job. But really, it's not about the jobs. It's not like a show where they're going, oh, how are we going to get paid this week, or I wonder if we'll get fired this week, or how are they going to mess up the job. It's like just our way of getting them into different situations where they can just play and get into awkward situations or just bizarre situations.
So what kind of jobs do you guys do in season two?
So it starts off with lifeguards.
Yeah, we're lifeguards.
Oh my goodness.
Then we work in a library.
Yeah, and that one's one of my favourite ones, because we have Jacob Anderson in that one, who's also known as Rally Ritchie, and he's an actor in Game of Thrones. He plays Grey Worm.
Love that.
Yeah. In that episode, like, we're in a library, and Jack is embarrassed of his position in life because he's got this obsession with, like, being sort of respected and seen to be successful. And when he sees Jacob's character, who's an old friend from school, he lies and says that he's an author. And it just, you know, it becomes a situation where he has to keep that lie going, but like it's just very awkward and funny.
I love that though. That just reminds me of actually when you like see friends you've not seen for ages from school, and the conversation's just like, oh, what you been up to? Just so busy.
Yeah.
I'm so busy and so in demand, and I'm so important.
And everyone's pretending as well.
And you're sugarcoating everything.
Totally, yeah. And I think that like it's sort of Jack and Ian's characters within it are like Jack is so insecure and like cares so much about what other people think of him, whereas like Dean in the show is so baffled by that because he's so sure of himself and so okay with what they're doing.
I love the
line of dialogue, like Jacob asks, so are you guys working here now? He's not got any judgment. He just goes, are you guys working here now? And Dean goes, yeah. And Jack goes, yeah, Dean is like, so he's like, it's such a fun situation.
Dean in the show is far more comfortable than I am. It's kind of weird.
You should take some advice from him.
Apparently I can act it. But, when we did it with Jacob, he was, I'll never forget, because he's from Game of Thrones, so we were like, oh, we are not worthy. There's a lot of people like that in this show, where we're just kind of like, we're not like worthy.
They're proper actors, and it feels like we're pretending.
But we're saying about proper actors, guess what? He didn't know his lines. So, just going to say that now. Jacob Anderson, also known as Rally Richie,
didn't know his lines.
But it was so funny, because every time he messed up a line, he'd be like, fuck. Like really quick, and that's
which is similar to what Dean does.
Yeah, and it made me feel like so much like, oh, okay,
that's normal.
Yeah, that's normal.
Everyone
all right.
Does this.
It's one of, it was one of my favourite days filming though, was when he was there, because like, because I also directed the shows, but like, to jump between acting and directing is sometimes stressful because you can't really be in one sometimes. Whereas like when Jacob was on it, like I felt like I wanted to totally just be in the scene and have fun with him, and we did, because like there's one particular line where I say, because he says, you're writing a book now, and he's pretty impressed with that, and I say, and then it's revealed that the book I'm lying about is written by a woman called Melinda West, and he's like, why Melinda West? And I'm like, oh, it's a pseudonym, you've got to use
pen
one
name.
You've got to use one, because you know, literature is a difficult field for a white male to get into these days. Every time, this was not scripted, and how could it have been, but he just does this. He just does that noise. It's very non-committal. Mm.
In his eyes, like,
every
so, like,
single
judgy.
Time, I couldn't not laugh to the point where, like, we have just takes and takes and takes and takes and takes yeah. of either of us just like trying to conceal a smile or immediately bursting into laughter. And that was the hardest scene to get through. And he as well, like, because he speaks Dothraki. Is that what it is? No, it's not that.
No,
is it?
Valyrian or where are they? They're in.
People are going to tell us off.
Yeah. Oh, I read the books!
He speaks some nerd language.
He's not Dothraki.
No.
He won't speak High Valyrian because he's too poor. He's one of the eunuchs.
Yeah.
What?
But he can speak.
Marine?
He can speak to.
Khaleesi,
yeah. What is she,
I don't know. I mean, they're speaking in English.
Yeah.
Maybe he learnt the common tongue.
Yeah, but whatever he speaks, yeah, Dean's right. He speaks.
Please
some
tweet
sort,
us at Fubar Radio. What language do they speak?
Dean's right. He speaks some
the
sort
unsullied.
Of nerd language. But like, there was one particular line of dialogue that Jacob had, where he said something like, "My startup is overseeing a community outreach program within the library system." I think that might be exactly
that is
the
it.
Line.
Yeah, I think that is it.
And he couldn't say it. And at one point, he got, like what Dean was saying, he got so pissed off that he walked away being like, oh, and I just shouted, you can speak some sort of made-up language, but you find this difficult.
Amazing. I absolutely love that. I just want to watch that for the sake of just, like, watching Grey Worm say more than three words.
He really
and not,
enjoyed
like,
it as
well. Deadpan
yeah.
or anything
he
like
was like,
that.
I get to smile in this.
Yeah.
Oh. I get to smile. How great is that?
I love Grey Worm. He's
but
so great.
Also, in answer to your original question, the jobs we do... librarian
yeah.
and then we work in a karaoke bar and then the more it goes on the weirder it gets. So this next episode is called Costumes. That's the one that comes out tomorrow, and they start working in a costume shop, but then because of what Jack's wearing he gets mixed up into something that's sort of out of his depth because he's dressed as a paramedic.
Oh my god. So, and then because of his whole insecurity thing, he just is like, yep, I can do that
yeah.
for you.
Yep. Yeah. That's essentially how it goes.
Oh, I love
and then
it.
So that goes out of control. And then the later ones, like, we're in a prison. And because my girlfriend's in prison, so
it's really coherent.
It's just there's some mad things that go on. But we like when we wrote it, we wanted to start it in a sort of like normal place of like, okay, they're lifeguards and they work in a library mm-hmm. and things like that. And then the more it goes on, it sort of has a curve mm-hmm. upwards into how mad it can get.
Yeah, we didn't want to exponential.
Yeah, we didn't want to like start it with all the mad stuff. Like they're astronauts in this one, but like we wanted to get to a point where we could have something as bizarre as they're going to be in a prison. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, so I think I've let you plug your show enough now.
I'm just excited to talk about it. I'm glad you gave me the chance
absolutely.
To do that.
You can keep plugging it all you want, but on the topic of plugging, we've got a...
bloody hell.
We've got a little segment here called Book Plug or Butt Plug.
Okay,
so
all right.
My book is coming out
it's a
week
show,
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, congrats.
And so I'm about to play you something. So we have like... weird little riddles or audio sound bites of different things, and you and dear listeners have to guess whether this is a book plug or a butt plug.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what the sounds are.
Well, you
that you're about to play.
You should have heard it last week.
Oh, God.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, this is great. This is the best. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about the French editor.
All right, that's what you're getting.
So that's either an advert for a book or a clip from some porn. That's
this is him going, oh, that's great.
This is the
well,
best.
Don't make your official guesses just yet.
Okay.
Guys, please tweet in at FUBAR Radio or just tweet me at Hannah Witten whether you think that is a butt plug or a book plug. And I will let you know right after this.
The Hannah Witten Show on FUBAR Radio. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Murkage,
Joe Goddard from Hot Chip,
and Faithless.
FUBAR Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster.
For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.stanandcalling.com. And keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead up to this summer's big event.
FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stan and Calling.
So, Jack and Dean.
Hi.
What do you reckon? Was that a butt plug or a book plug?
Now, we've been discussing this at length.
Have you? Yeah.
Yeah. While that song was on, mm-hmm. we turned down the volume and we were huddled up mm-hmm. discussing.
Conferring.
We think that it's a book plug.
Do you?
We discussed this in length.
What do you think it is?
I think it's a book plug.
I think it's a butt plug. Can we have different answers? Are we allowed?
You allow different answers.
I think it's one of the butt ones.
I think that Dean is correct and Jack is wrong.
What's the full advert then?
So it is completely tenuous. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
It is an audio clip from the film Witness, which is a Harrison Ford film, and his character is called John Book.
Oh, that's tenuous. That's a stretch.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. But whilst we're at it, my book Doing It is out on the 6th of April. You can pre-order it now.
And that's a book plug.
Yeah. And this is a book plug. No, I don't have one with me.
I do.
Hey, let's get it out.
Guess where it is.
I think most people on Twitter, I saw that a lot of people were saying that it was a book plug. So correct. But you didn't give reasons. So
yeah, no,
I don't
one
know
guessed
if
what
you
film
like
it,
guessed
what,
exactly
what's
what
the
it
film
was.
Called that is in?
Witness, which is, I've never heard of it.
So I saw the other day in just random Harrison Ford news.
Mm. Oh, I love Harrison Ford news.
That he is.
It's my favourite time.
Have we got a theme song?
Harrison Ford news.
That he is the highest grossing actor in cinema. So it means that, like, it doesn't mean.
Oh, he's in the films that he's in.
Yeah, the films that he's been in have earned the most money overall. So he is the highest grossing, and second is Samuel L. Jackson.
Wow.
Cool little fact.
Bang about Samuel L. Jackson. Mm. What films? Snakes on a Plane?
Yeah.
Like
Star Wars, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, like, he's in three of the good ones though, right? Yeah.
Like, also, I think Samuel Jackson's in a lot of films.
Yeah, so it's just that adds up.
Yeah, I bet Nicolas Cage is up there as well because he's in a lot of films.
All of the films. Mm-hmm. Are you boys ready for Position Impossible?
I'm ready for it. I want to hear the theme tune.
Position Impossible.
Yes!
Love it.
Yeah, was that what you were expecting?
That's what I wanted, exactly.
You are welcome. I have delivered. Okay, so the way that this game goes is that I've got a list of sex positions. Some of them are real, some of them are fake.
Right.
And you have to figure out...
Do we have to perform them?
I mean, it's radio.
My back hurts, genuinely.
Oh, but speaking of performing, for drunk advice later, which please tweet and email in your questions if you need advice, hannah@fubarradio.com, we will be on Facebook Live. So on FUBAR Radio's Facebook page. So you will be able to see us then. And that's for the last half hour of the show.
Lucky
but
you.
But back to Position Impossible. Are you ready? No. wrong button. Did I not press that one?
I wanted to press the theme tune again.
It's number 5.
Can I do it?
Yeah.
Can I say back to Position Impossible?
Back to Position Impossible.
Position Impossible.
Yeah, you happy?
That's my favourite thing.
Just Jack and his toys.
I've hit the top of the show. I've hit the high point of the show.
Oh, God, we're only 40 minutes in of a 2-hour show. Okay, so you ready? So mm-hmm. you have to guess whether it's real or fake. And then if you think it's real, you have to describe what it would be.
Who's keeping points?
I'm keeping score.
Okay,
I'm quiz master.
It's about taking part.
We'll
is
see
it
about
though?
That.
Okay, so the first one is the whistle. I feel like this is going to go really well.
My immediate thought is that it's real.
Yeah.
Is that yours as well?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you think it is?
I think
like,
it,
how does it
I think it's. I think it's that you pull someone's foreskin out.
Oh, what?
Oh, dude, come on.
And then you just sort of, like, blow it up like a frog's neck.
Oh, God.
I just thought, like, a woman sort of stood like a wheelbarrow and you sort of go into town. But it's like a little whistle. So it's like an actual whistle.
And you play it like a trumpet.
Playing her?
Playing like a trumpet. Yeah.
Just covering,
like a clarinet.
Covering the different holes, making different sounds. Jesus. Well, you're both wrong. It is fake. Okay. I mean, well, you can totally do that and call it the whistle. Maybe we've coined
just,
something.
Yeah, I mean, I was just about to say, I'll
we've
see about
one.
That.
I don't know. It's not real yet.
Okay, the next one is called the trunk.
The trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds similar. Like, I'm just it's because it's they're all penis things in my head. Like, things you can blow.
Oh, God, yeah. You're so
But also, trunk is also a word that people use for a woman's bottom.
When you've got
drunk, junk in the trunk.
Oh, yes.
The trunk. I'm going to go with fake, though.
Okay.
Because I don't imagine what that could be.
Dean?
Yeah, I'm going to go with fake. Because I don't think elephants were involved or anything, so...
We hope not. It's real?
It's real!
Wait, could don't tell me it's the foreskin thing.
So guess what it is?
The trunk. Okay.
I think the going with the ass thing is a good way to...
Okay.
...to go.
Mm-hmm.
The Dean's eyes.
Is it something simple, just like sitting on a man's face or something?
It's not simple.
Okay.
I have an image of it here. Doesn't look easy.
Okay.
For the man. Doesn't look easy for the person with the penis. The person inserting.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So the inserter and the insertee.
Okay. So inserting into a trunk. I genuinely can't even think. No idea.
So the person with the
I'm
penis
not very
is
creative.
Upside down.
Okay.
And there's a wall. And there's a wall involved.
Are they doing like a headstand?
Yes.
And then they're just backing up into it.
Yeah, so it's like a backwards headstand.
Yeah.
So what's the other person doing?
Bending into it.
Which way? Which way around are they? Come on, I might give you a point here, Jack.
So a backwards headstand.
Yeah.
So are they also doing...
No, the other person is on their feet.
Yeah, they're just bent over, backing up into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to give you that.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding.
Nice.
Want to see a picture?
How did that happen?
Yeah, show me the picture.
Okay, well, hold on. Which one is it? This one. This is the trunk. Can you see that? Okay.
Yeah. That doesn't look fun.
How did you do that? That looks like that would rain hell on your shoulders.
The person with the penis is legs and back up a wall with a headstand facing upwards.
Yeah,
and
his neck is very, very crooked.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. And the person who's being fucked is basically...
Just normal bent over.
Yeah, backing up onto the dick and bent over, hands on ankles.
The trunk.
The trunk.
I mean, yeah, fuck that. I won't do that.
Yeah. As usual, hold on, pass me that back.
I'll pass you back, yeah.
Yeah,
give me my pictures back, please.
I post them all on Snapchat. So,
okay.
Uncensored
Snapchat.
If anyone wants to...
Get any tips?
Yeah,
any
basically...
Tips? Any tips you got?
Every Wednesday evening, my Snapchat is lit. I don't post on my Snapchat any other time except for this, so my Snapchat's just become a sex position Wednesday kind of thing. Okay, next one is the accordion.
Again, it's all like penis based.
Yeah, it's all like, yeah, okay.
Playing it like an instrument.
I mean, the accordion sounds a little bit more similar to my first guess.
Mm.
But I don't know.
How do you play an accordion? Is it similar to a recorder?
No, the accordion's that big one that's like
Yeah.
And it's got buttons on it as well.
It sounds like it would be something to do with the ass or the breasts. Like you'd be like.
Oh, yeah, I see your squishing. Thought process.
Or legs.
All legs.
Do you think it's real or fake, though, first of all?
We're just trying to figure out the plausibility first. We're trying to see which part of the human form is like an accordion.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say fake.
Interesting. Dean?
Do you know what? I'm pretty innocent, but I'm going to say real.
Dean is correct.
Holy
Dean
shit,
gets a
Dean.
Little point.
Dean, what do you think it is?
Wow, you can both try and get a point to guess what it is.
Okay.
I know.
Okay, fine.
Do you want some hints?
Yeah, do it.
It's penetrative. It's a penetrative position.
Favorite.
And both people are lying on their side.
How do these things catch on? How did the trunk become a thing? I don't know
if it's a thing. It's on the internet somewhere.
Oh,
does that
right.
make it a thing?
Yeah, I mean, just because you can draw two people in a position doesn't mean they do it.
I'm literally trying to figure this out like a Rubik's Cube. I'm literally just like picturing people in my head and trying to position them.
I mean like, people are Rubik's Cubes.
Does emotional
or you don't.
Emotional Rubik's Cubes.
I would also take the idea of an accordion and just throw it out of your head.
Why the hell are they calling it that then?
I don't know.
Is it just sort of classic spooning? Spooning sex?
Kind of, but heads are at opposite ends.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking that it might be that, but that doesn't look like an accordion to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I don't. Oh, right, yeah.
How do you make an accordion out of your body?
Is there a picture?
We do have a picture.
Hooray.
It's like this. So they're basically.
That's not what I was picturing.
No. So basically, what's happening here is that the two
woman
people,
is cuddling the man's legs.
Yeah. So penis and vag are like connected, but the heads are at opposite ends. But
right.
They're still.
So
like,
it's a little bit like the trunk, but she's fell over.
They've both fallen over.
Yeah, they're both fallen. This like, is a position after
babe,
the trunk.
Like, babe, my neck is killing.
Can we
just do the accordion? Yeah, babe, I love you and everything, but you know when you said, I drew the line at the trunk. What in the diddly fuck is the accordion?
All right, the next one is the forbidden fruit.
That sounds real. I'm going to go with real.
Forbidden
fruit.
I'm going to say it's not real.
Jack gets the point. It's real.
Yes.
Oh, right. Damn.
Forbidden fruit.
It's please say it's got something to do with ass, please.
Yeah.
It's really?
Yeah.
Wait.
Is it just eating ass?
You can eat what you want when you're in that position.
Right. All right.
Depends which direction you want to go for, to be honest.
Forbidden fruit. All right.
I think it might be. It doesn't, like, in the description, it doesn't specifically say eat out the ass.
Just means just sort of face in ass. Is that what
do
it
you
is?
Want to see the picture?
Yeah. Tremendous.
It's a human looks like, centipede.
Looks like a good
you're
time.
The middle bit of the human centipede.
Yeah, that is the human centipede. Oh, that's disgusting, right? That's also on my Snapchat.
We're talking about eating ass. My day has got so much better.
Yeah, so the person whose ass or whatever is getting eaten is on all fours, basically, but back arched.
Tuck in.
And then the other person is there, hands free as well, so you can, like,
do what you want with them.
Do what you want. You can go.
So if it's guy on guy, you can do a little rusty trombone.
Yeah.
Forgot about
bit
this.
Bit of clit action as well. Like, there's so many. Mm-hmm.
So much fun to have. If anything, that looks the least uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone looks.
So far.
Yeah, the guy's also just like chilling out as well. Sat down, comfy.
Yeah.
Okay. The last one.
Yes.
Is the riding saddle.
The riding saddle.
Also, by the way, the score is currently 2-2.
Oh, and is this the last one?
This is the last one.
Oh, shit.
Okay. It's about taking part. And who isn't going to be the out of us two is going to be the first one to try the accordion?
That's the real winner.
Yeah. I'm more looking forward to the trunk, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, your shoulders can take it,
yeah.
I think.
You're going to see me one day and I'm just going to be like in some sort of position. Like I'm just going to be like, my shoulder's going to be aching. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm aching. You're like, what were you doing? I was like, the gym.
You were doing the gym.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole different thing.
So this but one's called
riding saddle.
The riding saddle. So that actually sounds
it sounds
like
kinky to me. It sounds it sounds to me that like a woman would be like riding a man and spanking him with like a with
a
like
la- what?
With like a riding crop.
Yeah, with like a riding crop. Yeah.
I like to think an actual saddle is involved. So it's expensive.
But no, real, not a horse.
So are we going real or fake?
I'm going to say fake.
Okay.
All right, I'll say real then, just to make it interesting.
Dean wins! It's what? Fake! Well Wait! Done, Dean!
No, there's still a chance. I can guess what it is.
No,
fake.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't stipulate on fakeness.
Does Dean got like, Dean gets a ding? He likes
oh,
his
yeah,
dings.
Can have a little ding. Thank you.
And this is for you, Jack.
Oh, hate life. I'd rather be dead.
Okay, so we're going to have a little chat for the asking for a friend a little bit. After we play a very relevant song to it. Do you guys want to introduce it?
Yeah, we did this song a couple of years ago. It's not a Christian song. And we were like very concerned that it might come across that way. But this is our song Consent.
By Jack and Dean.
It's a banger.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Love it.
Love it.
Takes me back.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Yeah.
Good times. Well, it came out of bad times.
Yeah, but that's a really interesting thing, though, because like we wrote that song because in we do a video every single year where we review the year called The Good, The Bad, and The Just Plain Shit parts of said year.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, we play two characters called Mr. Howard and Mr. Dobbs, who are very complex, weird characters.
I totally remember the birth of this.
Yeah, they're like so totally like these sort of
kind of Nigel Farage.
Yeah, very posh, like
Nigel Farage.
But they're very weird guys because they're like they can be occasionally a bit offensive, but also they're incredibly feminist, and it's just so strange. They're weird. And in it, we just improvised a song about consent, about like because it was a reply to Robin Thicke. So
yeah.
So we just started singing a song about consent, and then
In the middle of editing it, I was like, Dean, why aren't we making this into a real song?
Mm.
I called it. Very good point.
And
so that was the birth of it. And then coincidentally, you know, it lined up with a lot of like horrible shit that was happening on YouTube at the time. Mm. So that it wasn't a response, but it certainly looked like it was.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, get them views. That metadata.
yeah. Got to make the money.
We did
wonder if we were like, we don't want, because, you know, people don't tend to think about how long it takes to make something. Mm. So, I'm speaking. So we were like, we were worried that it might look like we've just, you know, we're trying to cash in on that.
Yeah. Which isn't a good look.
Which isn't great. I already felt a bit white knight-ish about the whole thing, but it was like, whatever.
But to be honest, you're reaching people that may have not thought about it before.
Yeah.
And then I think one of my favourite things about it was the first year after that song came out when you performed it at Summer in the City. So it was like the big year of all of the like allegations and everything coming out and everyone talking about consent within the YouTube community and stuff. And you performed that on stage and there's a crowd of like a few thousand people just screaming like consent. Yeah, and I was oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah, my I think it might have been our mate Sammy actually, because we perform every now and again at Soho Theatre.
Mm.
It's sort of where we warm up to do the shows like that. We warmed up there to do stuff before Reading and Leeds, and we warmed up there before Summer in the City. And when we did that, like, he was like, I've made the right choice in Friends, that like there are so many horrible allegations going on right now and you're on stage with a crowd of people yelling only with your consent. That is like so cool. But yeah, I mean, like, that wasn't in our heads. It was sort of like, we were just like, we should do this because it's like the opposite of what songs are about these days. It just so happened to coincide with it being kind of an important message at an important time. But I don't take any credit for anything like that.
But it's just like everyone doing their bit. A friend of mine used this analogy of like this feminist quilt. And like, you can't have one person make the whole damn quilt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's got their little bit that they're doing, like that's their expertise, that's like their area, the thing that their strengths and their skills are best at.
Yep.
And that's the way that I like to think of it, because I feel like a lot of stuff within feminism, it can feel like you're not good enough, like you're not being a good enough feminist, and you try and do something good, and it's like, but why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you talking about this? Why? Blah, blah, blah.
I have a whole thing about like people who are on the same side who fight with each other. I think that's such a dangerous and sort of harmful thing, that like people who are ultimately after the same goal fight with each other because they're not doing enough of one thing over the other thing.
Yeah, I think
like that at all.
Those conversations are important, but they shouldn't be done in a like, you aren't good enough because you said this wrong thing 5 years ago, or you're not doing XYZ properly, like and shaming people for it, rather than like, and especially like publicly as well. Mm-hmm. That really gets to me when people, I feel like often when people will call someone out online and not like a feminist calling out someone who's being incredibly sexist, but like feminist calling out other feminists.
You're not feminist enough for my for my taste.
And
it bothers me.
When it's done online as well, what I feel like happens is that person doesn't actually care about teaching the other person anything. They don't, because if they did, what they do is privately talk to them and be like, hey, this thing that you said, here's maybe why it's not great, and like, here's some, let me help you, or like, do you want to chat about it? That's the way to go about it, I feel. But then when you're like, look at this thing this person said publicly, what you're doing in that instance is kind of being like, look at me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look at how perfect
I am
compared to this person who's a pile of shit.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like it does.
Yeah. I wish YouTubers use that terminology because they're far too nice to each other. I'd love a YouTuber like, you're a piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit.
Because
it's like, I'm calling you out for your own good just because like, I'm better than you and I read the feminist book and you didn't.
I read the feminist book.
Yeah.
But that's like one of the main reasons why I'm like, guys, you're making, this is why the Trump's in power, because you're making us look like morons. Like, why are we all fighting when we're ultimately after the same goal? Like, just because somebody,
I mean, it's, God, it's always happened. Like,
when people are like,
you're
not leaning left enough. It's like, whoa.
You need to fall off the left cliff. You need to be down here with the boys.
This is where the party's at. It's kind of, oh God, I did. That just made me sad now, because then you like talked about Trump, and then I was just like, oh, Brexit Day.
It is Brexit Day.
You
yeah.
know, just like gone from consent to Brexit Day.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a.
I love it when my rights are taken away. I said
happy
no.
Happy Brexit Day. Oh God.
Yeah, I said no. I don't want those rights taken, and they just took them away. I love it.
Brexit,
I love when old people make decisions for me.
Yeah. Oh, Brexit's happening without my consent.
Yeah.
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 I said remain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, I want you to stay in me, and they pulled out.
Oh dear.
That's always a nightmare, right?
Oh dear.
It's always like
oh no.
The withdrawal method.
I said, keep going. What are you doing? Like, these old people said I should stop. Why are they here?
So they said they wanted a hard Brexit. No!
They said they don't want me to carry on because apparently Muslims, I don't know. What's that got to do with me fucking you? I don't understand.
Oh God, why?
Getting fucked by the EU. It doesn't sound that bad. But
yeah, I'd prefer it.
Yeah,
I'd prefer to get fucked by the EU.
Me too.
Let's start a hashtag.
Let's go there. Hello guys. let's go to work.
But what did you want to talk about with consent? Did you actually want to talk about consent?
You know,
rather than getting depressed and talking about Trump and Brexit.
I just liked where that conversation just went.
All right,
it was a good one. I feel like the consent stuff though is like a lot was talked about that year.
Yeah.
In our community especially.
Yes. Yeah.
Obviously.
In our bubble,
a lot was talked about then. But I feel like we need to kind of. Still talk about it. Just keep going.
Yeah, it basically. I'm not going to call it a trend because it was. You know?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just the Haribo.
But like, I'm not going to call it a trend because that's not.
No, I think you're allowed to say that because
it sort of was, wasn't it? I mean, I made a joke when I made a video about
now,
it.
So.
Yeah, yeah. I made a video talking about the sexual harassment stuff, and I called it. I'm here to do the sexual harassment tag.
Oh my God.
And it's like because it turned into that. And you're all right. People don't really talk about it as much anymore. But I guess we don't have any like within our community. But there's no like immediate sort of cause and effect as to why we would keep discussing it.
The relevancy, I guess. But just broader, like more broadly speaking, it's still relevant. Also, with the government announcing that sex and relationships education is going to be compulsory in schools from September 2019.
Oh wow!
One of the things that I really obviously want to be on the curriculum is consent and.
I think it like, absolutely will be. I mean,
but
be bizarre
it depends
if it isn't.
On like how good that is because it like no means no. Don't do it till you're ready is never enough. You have it's so much more nuanced than that. In terms,
have you seen these new adverts that are on where it's like these? It's like talking underwear and
no.
Yeah, it's like
don't watch TV. Is it on telly?
Oh yeah, the advert with talking boobs.
Yeah, I think it's also in cinemas and stuff. Like, the talking boobs and things like that. They're like, oh look, he's asked us to send a photo. Maybe we should. And things like that. And then being like, well, I don't really want to. And like, but he keeps asking. We should do it. Also, he'll think we're frigid or something like that.
Oh wow.
And then it comes up with a very like just like point blankly says like doing this without consent is rape. Always. It doesn't mean just...
Where's that being funded from? Like, whose adverts are they?
I wish I knew. Maybe we can find out.
Yeah, someone, please tell us. I've not seen those. Oh, amazing.
But, like, it's interesting that those sort of things have to happen mostly through, like, government funding or just, you know, third-party things that feel like it's a cause that's
and
worth pursuing.
And, like, charity sector stuff.
Yeah, rather than it happening in schools and things like that.
Yeah. Well, the new government stuff, they've said that there's going to be, like, relationships education in primary school and then it being relationships and sex education in secondary school. And so one of the things that I would love to see is in primary school with the relationships education is talking about consent, but obviously, like, do you consent to hugs, people touching your hair, people playing with your toys, like things like that, and then using that foundation for then when you talk about consent in a sexual situation when they're older. So
that's mad.
Yeah.
But in a good way,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Like you can talk to kids about consent.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you, like, you know, and giving them a sense of like body autonomy. Like, that's your body. You decide what you do with it. Do you want to give Jimmy a hug?
And kids love being given stuff. They're just like, what? You're telling me this is all mine?
It's really. It's
like, oh my God.
It's really, really interesting, though.
Yeah.
When I remember very, very clearly when I was a kid being like, Or even now, seeing kids get told, like when an auntie's leaving or something, like, go and give your auntie a kiss, and they're like, meh.
Yeah,
and they're like, give
weird.
Her a kiss.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And they do
the more
that.
I think about it, I'm like, mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very strange that, like, we, like, from a very early age, have just been like, come on, you should be, like, giving somebody this affection.
Yeah, rather than telling the kid, hey, like, that's your kiss, you get mm-hmm. to decide who you give it to.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But also make sure that they want it.
I had a teacher when I was in infant school, and he was leaving. He was lovely, like, he was a super lovely guy, one of my favourite teachers. But everyone was, like, queuing up to give him a hug, and I didn't want to do it. It was really weird. I remember my parents made me feel so bad for not giving him a hug. I get it, but, like, I was like, I don't know. I just don't want this man that I don't know to, like,
yeah.
embrace
yeah.
me.
And I feel like kids need to be taught that that's fine.
Yeah,
but
and also
you
if
don't want
he
to hug
was
someone,
like,
you don't have to hug someone.
If he was the kind of guy to get offended by a 7-year-old not hugging him, I don't think you really want to know him.
I think, like, he's still thinking about it.
How
do you know?
Dare what?
Probably.
You.
If you're listening now, Mr.
Yellop,
Mr. Yellop,
is that someone's name?
Email him.
Don't laugh. He was really nice.
He was really nice. And he
his
gave
name was
on.
Like Yellow, but with a P instead of a W.
I love it. All right, so we're going to be dissecting some lyrics in a bit of
okay.
a song that you have picked that is about sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would
mm-hmm.
you like to introduce said song? Just give it a quick.
It is I Feel It Coming
mm.
by The Weeknd.
Without an E.
I wonder what that song's about.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
We totally get it. He feels it coming.
He feels that.
When
bit
but, it
coming.
But it never comes, and that's
what?
The sad part.
Oh, well, you don't. We yeah. don't know.
But, oh, God. Could you imagine if this song ended with It Came?
And it came.
Thanks, Weeknd.
Oh. And I'm done.
So, first of all, why did you pick this song?
Dean?
Well, I mean, you gave me a task, and I picked the one song. No, because when I heard this song, I was like sitting there going, I feel it coming. And, like, we just discussed whilst this song was playing. You know, what is coming? Is it him? Or is it the individual
the
that's...
Partner.
The
okay,
partner?
Okay, so I've heard the song a few times, but I've never, like, listened to the lyrics properly until just now. And we have lyrics in front of us.
They're the lyrics.
Yeah, the lyrics.
I don't think
yeah.
anyone was like, prove it!
It sounded like you just dropped all the lyrics out of a bag.
There they are. I think it's about... the weekend pleasure in someone.
Right.
And
so, I agree... I do agree, because mm-hmm. he seems to, like, I mean, he's talking about all the stuff in here, like, baby, this is the perfect time, I'm just trying to get you high. Like,
yeah.
he's trying to take her to a place, but I think that I Feel It Coming is about himself. That's what I think.
No,
that's very selfish.
No. I think it's about,
the
can
other
we
per-
say her, or is it doesn't have a, the other person doesn't have a gender. Them.
Them? Okay, cool. Sure.
Because, so.
Yeah, no, the heat between your legs.
Yeah.
That
so
sounds feminine.
I mean, there's heat between legs. It's just legs.
I mean, my balls
it.
Are always on fire.
Legs. Everyone's got legs, haven't they?
Yeah.
It's the bit where it's like the bridge. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. I think they mean like, chill, like, don't worry. You're going to get your orgasm. Like, I can feel it. I can feel it coming, but don't. Because... personally, sometimes I get a bit stressed, and then that, like, stops it, and I have to, like...
There's a lot of pressure,
slow,
isn't there?
Slow it down, and I need someone to kind of
you
be, like...
You need the weekend.
I need the weekend just telling me, like, don't worry, babe. Like, we don't have to rush. We
I'd
can,
like, stop
take
talking.
It
slow. Just get on with it.
I love it, and I love the idea of, like...
Then Daft Punk show up at the end.
Yes, I want Daft Punk to show up at the
like,
end.
They are just still singing I Feel It Coming, babe. But I'd love it if they were like harmonising and going, he feels it coming, babe.
You're like, can
he
you get the French robots out of the room, please?
Oh my God, that reminds me of that Flight of the Conchords song, If You're Into It,
yeah.
where like Jermaine is just yeah. like, being like, that's if you're into it too. So good. I genuinely think, and he's like, I feel it coming because he can feel his partner like tensing up and like getting ready, it on the brink. He's like, I can feel it coming.
What,
I can feel,
like,
you coming.
All right, right. Yeah. Well, that's the thing is he doesn't specify the way that he doesn't say you or me. I can feel me coming.
I think the it. I think is his partner's orgasm.
Or maybe they're like, you know, waiting for food or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
The delivery
she's just
is
hungry.
On the way.
I feel it coming. Notification just went off.
There was vibration in my pocket. That's delivery.
I think Dean's right, actually. The heat between your legs makes sense as well.
This has changed everything.
Because she's got a pizza.
Yeah.
Because she's got a pizza on her lap. Yeah, just a simple touch. It can set you free. The taste of food.
Yeah. No, this is it. What are we talking about? It's nothing about female
orgasm. We need to get our minds out of the gutter, don't we?
Yeah. About the weekend is like, why does everyone think I'm talking about sex? Like, I just want to order a pizza.
I also, one of my favourite things is you've been scared of love and what it did to you. He's personified love. Like, right, okay, weekend, I'm not really feeling this at the moment. Why? Because love actually hurt me quite a while ago. What, actual love? Yeah, it follows me everywhere.
Wait, isn't that like a Will Smith film?
What?
Hang about. What?
No, there was a new film. It was Collateral Beauty.
Yeah, Collateral Beauty.
Oh, yeah.
Was it bad? It looked bad.
So I haven't seen it.
All right.
But what I have is I've had Hazel describe to me in great detail
how bad it is.
The plot of the film. And that's all she needs to do. She doesn't need to be like, this part was awful. She just needs to explain to me the plot. And I was just like, no, that can't be real. Yeah. This is not a real thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure one of the characters in it is love, though. Is it love, death, and time?
It's love, death, and time.
Yeah.
Classic.
I've never seen it, but I've had the plot described to me, and I was like, there is absolutely no way that this is a real
film. It's incredible. Like, the amount of like twists and turns they've tried to like put into the film, sort of like double bluffs on double bluffs.
Mm. Oh dear.
Is insane.
And then Daft Punk show up at the end. This is really weird.
There's a curling bird.
And everyone comes. It's really weird. Love, death, and time all come simultaneously.
The thing is about dissecting these lyrics, though, right? I mean, yeah, we
back to the point.
Yeah, I'm just saying, the thing about dissecting them, though, is there's not really much you can... There's not much to interpret. It's very obvious. Like, he's not using metaphors. He's just saying things like, I can feel your body shake,
the heat
between your legs, I feel it coming, you're not the single type. It's like, if you just said these words, like... You don't have to sing them in a sexy The Weeknd way. It sounds like he's just being very open and honest about his sex life.
Also, there's some echoey bits. Is this where Daft Punk come in? It's like, after I feel it coming, babe, it's in brackets, I know what you feel right now. Mm-hmm. As in, like, that's because you just did that to me five minutes ago.
I think the lyric that, to me, sounds a bit serial killery is, you don't have to run. It sounds a bit too...
Oh, God!
You don't have to run.
She's like, no, seriously, I really don't want to do this.
No, you don't have to run.
You don't have to run.
Stay here with me.
I brought Daft Punk.
So, baby, this is the perfect time. I'm just trying to get you high. Like, it's so innocent. I'm just trying to get you high.
I don't want to smoke it. Please don't.
And I'm fine. Faded off this touch. Anyway.
I just want to do the accordion.
I'm more into the trunk.
Yeah.
Personally.
I've never done it before. I don't really
know. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, God.
We can take it slow. We don't have to rush.
I think we nailed that.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, Dean, good choice.
Song dissected.
Yeah, I mean, I think that as well is like everyone at the moment, like The Weeknd. Well, not everyone. Two people. The Weeknd and Bruno Mars are trying to emulate a sort of Michael Jackson feel.
Ah, well, speaking of Bruno Mars.
Oh.
Was this one of your picks, Jack?
It was one of my picks. Yeah.
Is this one also about sex?
Oh, big time.
Okay. Yeah.
But so both The Weeknd and Bruno Mars, and this next one is Versace on the Floor.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah, like, Versace, that? Yeah. I think it's a type of wine or something. But they're both trying to emulate Michael Jackson, but Michael Jackson never sang about sex, which is really interesting that they're really emulating that sound and that sort of that
feel. I'm
like
now trying to think of a Michael Jackson song about sex.
Earth Song.
And... Oh! Wow! Oh, my goodness.
I mean, the closest he really got was The Way You Make Me Feel, and that was...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was... A bit, he did move his groin quite a lot. You know what I mean? He sort of thrusted.
It was nothing there. It was smooth.
No.
Like Action Man.
All right, guys. Bless you.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget to tweet in with your... questions for drunk advice later. You can tweet at Foo Bar Radio or email hannah@foobarradio.com, and we're going to be playing Drunk Advice very soon on Facebook Live. But now, Bruno Mars.
The Hannah Whitten Show on Foo Bar Radio. Foo Bar Radio presents
Access All Areas. Players.
Because it's not very often we get someone that has worked so closely with the one and only Michael Jackson.
This is very true. And here we have Matt Fidesz.
Now, tell me, what was he actually like?
He used to say to us we had to work with him to make his life the biggest mystery on earth. The first thing we do when we get to any city, you sit down and have a meeting on how he could be front page. Sometimes it would just take a little bit of allergy tape on his nose and they say his nose was falling off. Or...
What? So he'd set up things himself to get on the front page of the paper? Seriously?
Every Thursday.
Access all areas.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
So what was it you found out that Versace actually is?
Yeah, we just Googled it. I was incredibly wrong. I said Versace was wine, which is so wrong. It's so far off.
You're like,
off
it's
the
something
mark.
Classy though, isn't it?
It's something expensive. Yeah. It's clothes and jewellery.
Yeah. So it's a brand.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, we were just talking about it.
So Versace like, on the floor
it's
means...
Sponsored. It's a hashtag ad.
Hashtag sponsor. But it's like, you just got undressed and it's all on the floor.
Although we were just singing...
Bloody show off.
Nice Versace. It would look better on my bedroom floor.
Yeah, that's what it would be. This song was English.
It's supposed to be worn. Idiot.
Are you guys ready for another game?
Absolutely.
Does it have another theme music?
Well, kind of. It doesn't have like... You'll see.
Oh.
this game is called Dirty Talk.
Okay.
And... Wow. In front of you, I have put three pieces of paper upside down. You can't see what's on them. Mm. On each one is a word. And you boys are going to simulate phone sex with each other. So you're going to dirty talk with each
other.
Not
for the first time. I'm all right, Dean.
Silence. I love it. Kind of like one at a time, like whilst you're like mid-conversation... Turn over a piece of paper and whatever word is on that you have to incorporate into the dirty talk. All right. You guys are comedians, improvisers, you know the drill.
Well, that's
that's
the professional titles.
Yes, and...
Yeah. So what's the theme music?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's going to call who?
Oh. I'm going to call Dean.
Okay. Sick.
Wow.
Is this getting you in the mood?
I mean, I was already there, but I mean, it's helping.
Okay.
So
ring.
fucking hello.
Dean.
Hey man, how you doing?
All right, thanks mate. What are you doing?
Nothing much. I'm just sat in bed.
Yeah. All right.
Eating? Just eating really. Just eating loads of food. I got no shirt on, I'm just eating.
Oh brilliant. My next question was gonna be what you wearing?
Nothing at all. Just boxes and stuff. They got little palm trees on them and stuff. What do you want?
I want to, you know, I just thought that, you know, we could take our relationship to the next level.
Oh, really? In what sense?
I thought we could try dirty talking on the phone.
I mean, I'll give
do
it
this
a go.
For me. Do
all right,
this
fine.
For me.
Yeah, all right, fine. I ain't got anything better to do.
Can you take your boxer shorts off?
I mean, I could if you want me to.
Can you
but slowly
do,
or what?
Do you have a drink near you?
I do actually. Yeah.
Can you pour the water? Onto yourself.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, what, starting from the chest or
yeah.
From
the chest down.
Yeah. Oh shit, okay. Oh, cold.
Nice,
jeez,
nice,
that is nice.
Yeah, lovely.
All right, well, my turn.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, right. Nice. I like where this is going. I didn't think you'd be that into it, but
alright. Cool. I mean,
what do you want, Dean? I'm ready.
I genuinely don't know how I'm gonna do. Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing, I'm sexy.
Yeah, you are.
You know what, Jack?
Yeah, what's up?
See me right now with no shirt on, just sort of covered in beer now. The bed's an absolute mess. I would love to take you to an island somewhere and just, I don't know, go to town on a beach somewhere. Lovely. Could I pour beer over you?
You can do whatever you want, man.
Yeah? The more expensive, the better?
Yeah. Get some Versace.
Some Versace. Damn it. I love it when you steal your punchlines from me, Jack. So that's hot.
Yeah, good. What word did you just put in?
Island.
Okay, Dean. Well, it's my turn now, mate. You drive me wild. I've never been able to tell you this, and that's why I've waited for so long to call you and do this on the phone.
All right. Okay.
Where you are, it's like magic.
Right? Is it?
Yeah.
Good job.
And I want you to like. I really want you to use a really... And do this for me.
Okay.
I want you to use a really weird word. It turns me on when you use, like, something bizarre and out of the blue.
Well, I mean, I could probably do that for you,
yeah,
Jack.
Please do, yeah.
I'm not going to lie, actually. These images and stuff that I'm getting, once again, covered, soaking in my bed, covered in beer.
I'm close now.
Like, I'm sort of, I'm feeling filthy. I need to be sanitised. This is.
Was that the word?
Listen, I'm trying to be fucking sexy.
Okay.
Give me a
second.
Sorry, is sanitise not sexy enough for you? I've been giving island and sanitise. Give me a break. Hi.
Sorry, there was a bit of a disconnection in the line there. You're now reconnected.
Oh, lovely. Okay, cool.
I'm going to pour some more beer on me. Oh, jeez.
Is it cold?
It's a little bit.
Lovely, yeah. Is it squishy? Squish it.
Yeah, I'm going to squish the shit out of myself.
Lovely, yeah. I'm very close now. All I need is one more thing to get me over the edge. Imagine.
I'm very squishy.
You're very squishy, yeah. That's what I've always said about you.
Yeah. Do you like that? Do you like me being squishy? Mm. Would you like to have a little splash around me? Like a little pat? Yeah. You like pat my wet stomach? Like that?
Oh,
yeah?
Keep making that noise. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, you like that?
I love this.
Well, I mean, I came. So.
What was your third word?
Splash.
I was given sanitize, island, and splash. Thanks very much. I did a jizz.
Yeah, really?
I feel it coming.
Oh, hi, Hannah. I didn't know you were here. Jesus.
Yeah, Hannah's over at mine.
Oh, is that annoying sister listening in on the line? Because obviously you're on a landline.
Yeah, of course. Jeez.
How else would people do phone sex?
Was it even subtle?
That was great. I think my favourite thing about the whole thing is that Jack, you're just looking at me as if I was this, like, teacher. And you get, every time you said your word, you would turn over the piece of paper and you're like, look, I did it.
Yeah.
Look, miss, please, I need your approval.
No, like, this, you joke, but that, I mean, obviously I was going like, look, that was the word.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you remember what the words were.
No, I totally knew what the words were.
And I didn't know if it was a point system, but the way that you describe that is exactly the way my brain works. My brain goes, approval?
Yeah.
Did I do it right?
And
that
I was like, this is genuinely how
I work.
This is adorable.
Yeah.
He's like, look, I did it. I got the word.
Squish.
Oh, that was proper cute. How did that make you feel? Good?
I have a semi. I'm sorry, I don't know. We'll address that after the show.
Yeah, we will.
We'll have a squish. Maybe we'll sanitise it and we'll go on an island.
I mean, what was Dean's name again? On Urban
the most amazing person alive with a huge penis.
Well,
and I think that we'll leave that for the next.
So if he's got a semi, we should be able to see it.
Hey,
he's covered
on.
It all.
Stop looking.
No! No! All right, so we're going to be playing Drunk Advice.
Okay.
Very soon.
Brilliant.
Get your questions in at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com and we will be answering your questions right after this.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Drunk Advice Live.
Yeah.
We realise we're also on Facebook Live. If you go to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page, we're on. You can watch us. I don't know if you can see like how actually sweaty I am right now.
You look fine. Don't worry about it.
I mean, proper sweaty.
You've brought it up now, so people are going to be looking for it.
They're going to be like, oh my God, look at her glistening armpits. I'm like, you
glistening armpits. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Her armpits glistened.
That's weird, man. Why have you written that into a poem?
It's beautiful. So there are three rules to drunk advice.
Okay.
Rule number one, be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk. I'm currently in the spirit of drunk. I've been on the water all evening.
You're very hydrated.
So hydrated.
Mate, I'm so fucking hydrated right now.
And you boys, you had some Peronis.
Yeah, we've had some beer, so I'm a little bit merry. A bit merry, yeah.
Lovely.
That's a good way of putting it.
I'm into it. Rule number two, have a friend with you. Or friends.
Oh.
What? Nothing.
I loved it.
I think we've moved past friends from because of that last
Oh, of
segment.
Course.
Yeah, and I feel like weird for having witnessed it,
yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Don't know where that leaves us now. Rule number three, don't take our advice.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
Don't do it. It doesn't matter if I'm sober or not. I don't want to get sued.
Yeah, we're not, you know, certified
advice givers.
In anything.
No.
We're not certified anything.
Yeah.
Should be listening to us.
I have no. Oh, there's some more. Oh, I have no qualifications. I have some, but none
yeah, nothing,
in advice.
Yeah. Nothing that qualifies this.
No. Except for the fact that someone gave me a radio show, and
yep.
I will do with it what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who wants to ask the first question?
Ask it.
Like, read it out loud.
I think you should do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you should, and we'll consider our response as you're reading it.
Okay. Hey, Hannah. I've got to ask you for an advice. Don't laugh, Dean. This
good
is
start.
Serious.
It's very giggle.
One advice, please.
I asked a girl out a few days ago. And she replied to me. I have a feeling this is by text because they've quoted it, but who knows? I'm sorry, and it might sound vain, but I'm currently not interested in going out with someone. But I'm pleased that you find me interesting enough to undertake something with me. Smiley face. And then it said, I've known her for my whole life and I just wanted to spend some time with her since I haven't seen her in some time. And now the question. How do you interpret her message?
It's not exactly code, is it?
Mm, yeah.
I'm not available.
Yeah.
Although, like, it has been written like it's by a robot.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm interested why they think it sounds vain. Why is it vain?
Well, I just remember.
I think maybe she thinks that maybe she's being vain because she like wants to spend time with herself. But I think vain. She probably just used the wrong word. Like,
yeah,
vain
I just remember being young and the word vain was like the word to use about certain things. Like it just became the word of the moment. So maybe it's one of those things as well where they just
maybe
people get called pretentious a lot, and then people get called pretentious for the wrong things. It's one of those words that gets thrown around.
Sure, could
yeah,
be.
Yeah, but like
I feel like her message is really clear.
I think it's really clear as well.
I don't think there's anything to interpret.
And there's nothing cruel about it either.
It's lovely.
It's very strange that she's put, I'm very pleased that you find me interesting enough to undertake something with me.
Yeah,
to undertake something with me.
I mean, I think she's gone a bit formal on the reply.
A bit formal.
But I think the message still stands, which is kind of like, I'm sorry, no, this is my reason why, but thank you. Like, yeah. I'm flattered, basically.
Yeah, she's not going to be making fun of you behind your back.
Yeah, you know, it's not like, ew, gross, why would I...
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's a smiley face
in there.
Yeah, pleasant.
Pleasant.
Lovely.
Bit formal, but pleasant.
The one thing I'm confused about and that I think needs interpreting is the person who's asked this question is what they said. Because they've said, I asked a girl out a few days ago, and we all assume that means, like, do you want to go on a date with me, or will you be my girlfriend, or, you know, along
whatever,
those lines.
Yeah.
It implies you've got romantic intentions.
But then they've said then that they just want to spend some time with her.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so what did you say to her? Did you say, let's hang out, or did you say, I want to take you out on a date?
Well, whatever you've said.
Very confused.
If you just want to spend some time with her, maybe reply and say, that's okay.
Do you want to hang out?
Do you want to hang out soon? I'm okay with that. I'd just like to see you soon. That sounds nice,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, we haven't caught up in a while.
Yeah.
Something like that.
No need to kiss me. We don't need to do that. We don't need to go to
we don't
the
need,
next level.
We don't need to do the accordion or anything like that.
Do you want to... We haven't seen you in a while. Do you fancy... I've read this thing about... It's called the accordion. Do you want to try that out? I'm sorry. It might sound vain, but I don't think I'm quite up for the accordion.
To be honest, in the accordion, all you're looking at is the other person's feet.
Yeah, so it's not that intimate.
Sign me up.
Next question.
Who wants to ask the next one?
I will ask it.
Wait, which one do you want?
I like this one at the bottom.
Yeah?
How do I get over the fear of being shit? Brackets. In a creative context. There is a girl at my school...
I think... Oh, wait, that's a different
question. Oh, no, is that a separate question? Is this not... Okay, cool. Okay. All right, cool. Because that on its own is just a great... How do I get over the fear of being shit? Brackets. In a creative context.
Be shit.
Really? Yeah.
To get over something, I think you have to just like.
Well, that's the thing about every person who's successful or, you know, within the creative industry will tell you that, like, you can't be good at something before you're crap at it. Like, you need to make shit stuff, no matter what you're doing, whether it's writing or acting or making music or anything, like, any of those things, you need to be shit before you're good. It's like, it's very interesting with filmmaking. Like, people are like, oh, I don't have the right equipment or I don't have the right this or that. And people are like, well, you're not going to be good anyway. Like, it's very, very similar to picking up a guitar. If it's the first time someone picks up a guitar, they're not going to be able to play Freebird. They're not going to be able to just, like, rock out a solo.
Mm.
But with filmmaking and things like that, people expect to just be able to just do it straight away. So don't... The fear is what's going to drive you.
Everyone has that fear as well. That's the other thing, is that even the people that you look up to and you admire and whose work inspires you... They also have that same fear.
I think that the best people are the ones that like embrace that and go, right, I'm just going to make some stuff because I know it's not going to be my best thing right now, but you've got to still...
You've got to start somewhere.
You've got to start somewhere, yeah.
There was one metaphor, I think Ed Sheeran used it, and I know Dodie has repeated it as well, is like the tap metaphor, where you like you turn on the creative tap and out comes all this sludge, and you got to get all that sludge out before the water runs clear.
And I don't believe for one second Ed Sheeran's ever used a sink that works like that.
So. And then another one that I've heard, which I really like, is the taste gap.
Taste gap.
So it's like the things that we like and we enjoy are our taste, and we all think our taste is really good.
Oh, right, okay.
And so there's a gap between our taste and actually what we're creating and what we're capable of.
Yep.
And
that's always going to be, there's that, always going to be a gap. It never closes.
And that gap is just like, ah! But you can try and like make the gap smaller. Yes, it will never close, but that's what will motivate you.
Yeah, how close can you get to it?
Yeah.
Another thing as well is that, like, I know that Hazel got the chance to sit in a sort of round table with Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks.
Oh my God.
And they all got to like ask a question. And her question was, does that ever change? Does like when you make something, do you ever think that's what I wanted to make? Because he's Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Like, he's the person that people, when you start making stuff, people are like, oh, we've got a Spielberg. We've got a new Spielberg over here. Look out, look out. And his answer was no, that never goes away. That like he always, like he looks at E.T. and Jurassic Park and things like that and goes, oh, it's not as good as I could have made it. You know, and that's bizarre to me. And it's like, okay.
But we're always our own worst critic.
Yeah, and we can always be okay with the fact that we'll never be happy with what we make because Steven Spielberg isn't even happy with what he makes.
Yeah.
So you might as well just try and do some
just
stuff
crack
anyway.
Just crack on
anyway.
I love it. I love it. Dean, can you read these questions from where you're sat?
Yes,
wanna,
I can.
Do you want to pick one? Have you got a favourite?
There is a girl at my school who tells everyone she is a witch. She follows me everywhere and I care to leave me alone. I was reading that one as I was going along. Tells everyone she is a witch. Well, all right, okay. Well, whoever wrote this in, I'll just, like, spoiler alert, witches aren't real.
We just went to Hogwarts last night. Don't
witches
tell me
aren't
that.
Aren't real.
I just bought my Hogwarts pajamas.
What, does that make you a witch?
Yes.
Because you've
makes
got
you
pajamas.
A consumer.
Yeah, because I paid money, and that's how you become a witch, is you've got to give Warner Brothers all your money.
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
Give J.K. Rowling all your money, she'll make you a witch.
All right, well, I guess my advice to this question would be, well, one, I'm sorry that you're still at school. Don't worry, that will stop at one point. So
yeah, these weird interactions that you're having don't tend to happen in the real outside world.
Yeah, I mean, I remember from
have
school.
You
I don't know what
to
year.
Stop following you.
Yeah,
and yeah, I forgot about this bit. I was kind of going with the witch bit. Like, well, I don't know why she keeps telling everybody she's a witch. Does she provide, like, I don't know, like examples of why she's a witch, or does she just say that she is a witch? And she follows you everywhere. What does that mean? Like, from a distance, or does
she? Yeah, are you in the same classes? And actually, like,
are you
she
being
has
cursed?
To?
Is that what's happening?
And what
are you being cursed?
Oh dear,
is that what's happening?
I mean,
can anyone else see her?
That's another thing. That's a classic curse move. That is,
absolute classic. Seen that one before.
Yeah, I would say it doesn't really specify whether or not you've asked her to leave you alone. I think start with that. Be nice.
Yeah.
Be as formal as the question.
She thinks
before.
She's a witch, and there's some issue there. Mm. So like, be
have
sensitive.
You talk to any of your mates or teachers.
Do any of you also see the witch that's over there? No, babe, I don't. I really don't.
What are you talking about? And
when she said that she's a witch, is she going to school? Is she wearing a hat? Or is she...
She's carrying...
Has she got a cat? Or,
yeah, a cat with her.
Or she got a broom?
But there is this whole, like, magic community that, like, do magic stuff.
Yeah, that's...
But not Stephen Bridges and, like, magic tricks.
Not
but, like,
Stephen Bridges.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the magic stuff.
So, no, I don't think she's going around going, do you want to see my card trick?
Maybe that's what's happening.
Please, let me look. Is this your card? Leave me alone.
But is this your card? No. Well, I hope that helps.
Yeah, I hope that helps.
Did we solve that one?
I think so. You choose one now.
Okay. How do I get to know someone without being too full on?
Okay.
That
interesting.
Whoa, we've gone.
This is heavy.
How do you get to know someone without being full on?
Well,
don't overthink it.
Yeah, the fact that you even asked the question is already a bad start, I'll be honest.
Oh, God.
But, like,
take it back.
You know how you have conversations with people? Like that, I would say.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, this question has clearly come from somebody who's, I'm going to use the word admire. Someone's clearly admiring somebody.
Maybe they fancy them.
Yeah, or they fancy somebody. I think there's just,
just be chill and
be yourself.
Yeah,
because you also don't want to then go too hard in the opposite direction and like pretend to be aloof and distant, because then that's no way to get to know someone, to let someone get to know you, if you're like. Like,
it also doesn't work.
Yeah.
We'll tell you that. I have tried to be mysterious. Aww. And guess what happens? They stop paying attention. So it happens.
I think just, you know, read them and like have casual conversations, but like don't necessarily push anything. Like, you can be like, let's hang out again, and if they're all like, don't push it. But like, but read them. Read social situations. Read people.
I think being yourself. That sounds like such a like. It's such a like.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I mean, totally true though. Because
yeah,
like,
I know. The Tooth Fairy gave me that advice when
because
I was,
like, if you're mean,
sorry, one woo woo. What did you say?
Hang about what?
My mum used to write me letters as the Tooth Fairy, and I wrote a letter being like, I fancy this boy. How do I get him to like me? And my mum, aka Tooth Fairy, wrote back saying, just be yourself. And I was like, what does that mean?
The Tooth Fairy is so cryptic.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to answer some more drunk advice questions right after this.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
I love that song so much.
Yeah?
It's great. I love Donald Glover.
I don't think we all love Donald
Glover.
I want
to kiss him on his face.
Yeah.
Anywhere else he'd like.
Genuinely, I was just saying to Dean, I like think that Donald Glover might be maybe in the top five most talented people living today.
I would accordion the evolution Donald Glover.
Amazing. All right, back to drunk advice. Woo! Also, don't forget we're on Facebook Live, so you can head to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page.
You can see Dean's face.
On my worst side.
Okay, so this one says, what do you do when you've lost self-control and accidentally gone through your new significant other's Facebook photos and discovered a bunch with his / her ex and now feel crappy?
So this is their new
partner.
New partner. Gone through old photos and found stuff with their old partner.
I mean, the easy answer is that just like you, they have a past.
Mm-hmm.
So... I remember like this was one of these big moments for me where it was like the fact that, you know, there would be other people that have cared about and all this sort of stuff. You really, really shouldn't get hung up on that, because one, it's hypocritical for a start.
Because you can look at your past and be like, oh, that doesn't matter to me anymore, I've moved on to you now. And they are doing the exact same thing, hopefully. I mean, like that's a reason why you're now a significant other of each other. I think that, like, if I don't know how young you are, but if this is something you're dealing with right now, it's best to knock it on its head right now.
Yeah, you're going
to
deal with it forever.
Yeah. Also, like, you've looked through the Facebook photos, you've learned your lesson, you're not going to do it again.
Don't do it again.
It makes you feel shit, but like...
Silly, just, ridiculous.
It makes you feel crap, but like, it shouldn't, because that's not who they are now.
Yeah. Also, you're now going to make new memories with this person, take loads of new photos together, and then you can like create your own little personal album of just photos of you guys.
How many there are. And go, all right, double this.
I think it is important for you to like try and think about the fact, I know this is getting too serious, but like, I think it is important for you to look at that stuff and be like happy for them that they had those memories rather than like they had a shitty relationship. Like, you don't want your partner to have been through a bad time. I think that relationship that they had been through that you've seen is now shaping the person that you like. So that's cool. I think that's a cool thing to look at and be like, this is a person who I didn't know then, and look at the person they've become because of this experience.
So don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't even trip.
But you can also totally just like go through those photos and be like, bitch.
I mean,
that is
the burden of technology.
I mean, that's the reality of it, really, isn't it?
Yeah, you can go back as far as you like. But,
oh, God.
But yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
I mean, what we were saying...
Too much. What were you saying?
Oh, me and Jack were just saying the other day that... our kids, if we have any, will be able to look...
Kids, your mutual, your adopted children.
They can look back at everything we've ever written. Do you know what I mean?
I don't like the idea of thinking of my children seeing my, like, first YouTube videos.
Yeah. We were just talking about the fact that, like, it's the generation of today, though. Like, we were just on the cusp. So we don't,
like,
oh yeah, there's like, so 9 year olds now have, yes, have stuff. Like, so at least like the first stuff of me on the internet, like,
was when
Facebook,
you were like significantly older.
My
than
Facebook
that.
Goes to when I was like 15, 16, yep, and my YouTube is when I was 19.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not the worst. Wow. But like,
I wasn't a 12 year old.
At one point, somebody's
YouTube
child
videos
will be able to look back through their entire, because like I was saying to Dean that like my parents didn't exist to me before. Before I was born, I can't actually go back and see the people they were.
You don't, the photo albums.
Oh, that's nothing. You
what
can see
your parents' Facebooks for their exes for.
It's all crap now.
There might have been other kids, and not me.
Oh my goodness!
Should we move on to another question?
That was in the past. It. Okay, let's do it real quick. Okay. This one: I'm still a virgin, and I feel a lot of pressure to have sex because my virginity makes me feel childish at times. But I can't tell if I'm just too awkward and not ready yet, or if I'm potentially asexual. Do you have any advice on how I could figure out which one it is?
Well, I think that like you're clearly a teenager, and I think that this is the time to figure that stuff out. I think don't feel the pressure. If it makes you feel childish, like, learn what you enjoy, like, by,
yeah, also there's nothing childish about being a virgin,
nothing at all.
No. And also
social construct, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, completely. So. Yeah.
And how I think the main thing with how to figure that out of which one it is time. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll figure, you will figure it out, but yep, like, no pressure to do that right now.
Yeah. And it seems as well that you have no external pressure.
They I feel, oh,
I feel, well, a lot of pressure to have sex because my virginity makes me feel childish.
Okay.
It doesn't. It feels like,
so maybe the pressure's coming from themselves,
from the social sort of, just because you can see that like sex is becoming more of an important thing to people around you.
Mm.
You've got as much time as you want to figure yourself out and let other people figure it out as with you as well. You can just experiment forever. Sexuality is a spectrum. You can be wherever you freaking want.
Yeah, and if anyone's like going, "Hey, you should do that right now." Fuck them.
Yeah.
But not literally.
Don't fuck them.
But not literally. Don't
unless you want to.
Unless that's what they want, or if that's what you want.
Unless everyone's consenting. But, it's absolutely fine. And also, maybe, I know there's a lot of people who are asexual on YouTube as well, and just online in general, talking about that. So maybe see what they're saying about what it's like to be sexual and see if any of that like resonates with you. That could help in terms of being like, oh yeah, no, that's how I feel. Or maybe like, actually no, that's not how I feel. So, you know, also asexuality itself is on a spectrum. So asexuality on like the I don't want to say extreme, but you know what
when
I mean,
when you're really asexual,
it's like, you know, not experiencing sexual desire or anything like that. And then you have, I think it's called Z-sexual, which is like when you're really sexual. And then all of that stuff in the middle is like, sometimes experience sexual desire, sometimes not. Only in these situations, like experiencing sexual desire.
I think it's
Z-sexual.
I mean, that's the name. If it's not a thing, it should be.
This is one of the reasons why I am so privileged to just be a straight guy. Because, I mean, like, it's just like, it's such a complicated thing to figure out. It's so complicated.
Yeah.
So I understand why people are frustrated by it. Like, if it's not a simple answer to you, that's okay. But also, I'm sorry that, like, it's not, like, more simple for you.
And on that note of celebrating straight white men.
Yes.
Thank you, Jack and Dean.
You're very, very welcome.
For coming on my show this evening. You can watch Jack and Dean of All Trades Season 2 on full screen now.
Yes, you can.
Go watch it
right now. Please do. We really, really want you to see it.
And you can listen to other episodes of The Hannah Witten Show on foobarradio.com if you want to re-listen or catch up on previous episodes. And we'll see you, hear you, listen to you, speak to you. It's a radio show. Next week. All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, shady baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes.